On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, fried chicken, baked beans, coleslaw, and cherries. They will be closed Monday, President's Day. Tuesday's menu, chicken cordon bleu, scalloped potatoes, a muffin, mixed vegetables, and cranberry sauce. KNDY News Time 7:13. It's just 9 degrees at sunrise this morning. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 17th of February. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. Here's the Stecline Report.
Well, friends, we've got quite a harvest going on in Brazil. They're going to be a thorn in our side to try to sell soybeans to somebody, especially when you've got somebody like the Chinese who aren't too happy with us anyway. They're going to be buying from anybody in the world besides the United States, and I guarantee you they'll have plenty to buy from Brazil. We're getting reports out of Brazil as the combines are rolling that their million metric tons they're going to harvest this year is going to total 153.5 million metric tons, compares to 129 a year ago. 60 bushel beans, no problem there. They've got a little bit of a problem in one or two areas of Brazil, but for the most part, the entire country is going great, and it'll be another 30 days before they're done. But it looks like that's a done deal for us. When we look at total grain production in this world, the only thing we don't know about is Ukraine. It doesn't look very good about them producing a lot of grain, so we're just going to have to disregard that because we're getting too many different reports. But we can tell you that there's other countries that are going to cause us a headache. Wheat, for example, is being harvested in Australia, and they've got a great crop. We don't see many problems crop-wise around the world. Most everybody's doing pretty good. It'll be interesting to see how we get along. Oh, by the way, we just heard from USDA that we've planted 11% more wheat this year than last year. 11% more. That's quite a bit. If our wheat crop materializes into an average crop, I think maybe we've got some problems in getting any higher-priced wheat at the grain elevator. Hope I'm wrong, but I don't see a lot of good news there for us about going up. But at these prices, we're not too bad shape, especially with the fertilizer price down. So see you on the next Stecline Report.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
It's not quite time for producers to be bugging out about wheat pests. From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today, and I'm Katie Figge. Jeff Whitworth, K-State field crop entomologist, gives an overview of updated pest guides from our entomology department here at K-State and shares advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests.
In the last 10 years, we came up with some different economic injury levels or different treatment thresholds for some of the pests. We've had some new invasive species, so it should be available through your K K-State bookstores, and each local county extension office has 5 issues. But one of the things I might add, it has nothing in there about insecticides. So if you're interested in what insecticides to use, we're trying to answer that with our crop insect management guides. And those should be out by the 1st of March. They are up-to-date information. We always also put a qualifier in there that always check your label. But we've tried to give you some information in those management guides on sampling, what to expect from damage, and that kind of stuff.
Whitworth explains the 3 pests that can cause people to think about early season problems: winter grain mites, army cutworms, and Hessian flies.
Winter grain mites can be in any grass, but they're not noticed. When they do get noticed is when they're in wheat. Generally speaking, winter grain mites, they die off and there's just eggs left over winter. The army cutworm, however, will be out there feeding anytime the temperature's over 45 to 50 degrees. They're really small, so you have to really look. And the Hessian fly is dormant right now. It's in the flaxseed stage. If you have some place in your wheat field where last fall the growers always tell me it looks like it's kind of dying out or has kind of a dark color to the leaves and they're a little more flattened, if you pull those up and you start stripping those tillers, you'll see the little mahogany-colored flaxseed. That's the pupal stage of the Hessian fly. As soon as it starts warming up, the winter grain mite eggs will hatch. The flaxseed will turn into adult Hessian flies, and the army cutworms will continue to grow.
Whitworth encourages producers to evaluate their fields for pests, but to stray away from treating. He also shares concerns about lack of moisture.
Go out and figure out why you had a thin spot in your wheat or your alfalfa. But if it's due to an insect or a mite, it's not time to take action. The wheat's in dormancy. They're not going to feed on it very much, or even if they do, it's not going to cause any problems. It's once these crops come out of dormancy and start growing that we start having a problem. The other problem we're having right now in a large part of the state, we're still short on moisture. If there is an army cutworm problem or if there is a winter grain mite problem, that damage is going to show up even more because those plants are also struggling for moisture.
That's K-State field crop entomologist Jeff Whitworth with insights on updated pest guides and his advice for producers that are worried about winter wheat pests. And this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
The Nordis Motor Company in Marysville has a brand new 2022 Chevy Colorado. It's a two-wheel drive priced at $34,100. They have a 2021 Chevy Silverado 1500 in on trade. One owner, a new truck trade, 59,000 miles. And awaiting your test drive at the Nordis Motor Company today.
What happens when bird watchers around the world join forces? We'll find out this weekend. Details on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, February 17th, the 48th day of the year. NBA great Michael Jordan has a birthday. Arguably the biggest bird watching event of the year began
729 from KNDY. It's 10 degrees on our way up to a seasonal high in the lower 40s here today. Be careful, any refreeze overnight. It's going to cause some slick spots this morning. However, no weather-related postponements or cancellations to report. We settled in for a couple inches of snow, well less than the 8 or 8.5 inches might have been forecast yesterday. A little bit more to the north, around 6 plus inches in the Beatrice area, up to 11 inches up toward Lincoln, with a couple inches here in the Marysville area, a little bit less as you headed further south. Again, highs around 40 on tap today, with the 50s into the weekend.
Wausau in the national AP polls. They're now at home taking on the number 9 Baylor Bears with that tip-off on Saturday at 3 p.m. The Jayhawks are back atop the Big 12 Conference, sitting 9-4 in conference play. They're 21-5 overall after their latest victory against the Oklahoma State Cowboys on Tuesday, 87-76. The Kansas State Wildcats are also back in action this weekend with tip-off at 1 p.m. on Saturday as they're back home taking on the number 19 Iowa State Cyclones. The Wildcats are coming off two losses, their latest one earlier this week against the Oklahoma Sooners at 79-65. They're currently number 5 in the Big 12 Conference with conference play sitting at 7-6 for the season right now. After this game, they stay at home to take on the number 9 Baylor Bears.
El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado on Highway 54. Proudly serving farmers and ranchers with weekly cattle sales each Thursday at 11 a.m. The order of sale is stock cows and bulls, followed by calves, feeder cattle, then butcher cows and bulls. The goal at El Dorado Livestock Auction is to use an honest, full-value approach that attracts the best buyers and creates a competitive market for our sellers. El Dorado Livestock Auction strives to develop a friendly, personal relationship with each customer and understand their individual business needs. You can see a full list of consignments online at eldoradolivestock.com or pick up the phone and call 316-320-3212 with any questions. El Dorado Livestock Auction, a sale every Thursday at 11 a.m. El Dorado Livestock Auction, 2.5 miles east of El Dorado, on Highway 54.
With Super Bowl 57 officially in the books for 2023 and the winner coming out from the Kansas City Chiefs, the numbers are officially in as well, as Fox Network has reported that they saw an average of 113.1 million.
Marysville Eye Wrestling coach Cole Fredrickson, a recent guest on our Coach's Corner. Marysville girls had regional competition last week and three advanced to state, Ella Johnson, Jenica Hubbard, and Rose Latta. Scott Brown, boys basketball coach at MHS, is our guest on the Coach's Corner this evening, airing at about 5:30 on KNDY. Marysville boys currently ranked 8th in Class 3A competition, tipping off with the Marysville girls at Chapman tonight, live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Max Blasky with a call on FM 95.5 as Frankfort entertains Washington County.
Just had to walk.